Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Angelic Encounters. And this is Reverend Debbie. I'm so glad to talk with you all again today. And I have asked for some questions. I love doing this with everybody out there, and I do ask for questions, comments, concerns, or anything that I can try and connect with a loved one for you, your guides, your higher sources, and of course the angels, to find out what guidance and messages they may have. So I have received several questions and kind of gone through them. I've picked a few that I'm going to connect with and ask for and bring you those answers. Also then TJ and I, my brother TJ, who's always here with me.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. We're going to talk some more. Well, we haven't talked some more on the air here with animal spirits and how to connect with animal spirits, manifestations, self-empowerments. How did my journey start for me? So a whole lot of different areas. We won't be able to get to them all, but at least that's what's coming up in the future, so y'all will know. So first and foremost, let's get going with some of these questions because we have a lot to cover. Give me just a minute. I know I don't want to have dead air, but I do want to do my best to connect. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer Tara's question first. And Tara, you had a question about clenching your jaw and that this has caused you a tremendous amount of headaches. I can see your neck also hurting, even down to your shoulders. Oh boy, this is really, really tough. And you were wondering, Tara, what kind of guidance do the angels bring you to deal with this? They're talking, I would assume you've had a mouthpiece, one of those soft ones that you put in that you sleep with. It kind of, the one I'm getting, it's kind of pulling your bottom jaw, your mandible, a little bit forward. They talk about that. Are you drinking tea? Tara, you might want to start with some chamomile tea, too. You're carrying a lot of this, a lot of angst with you when you go to bed at night. I would like you to do this, please, Tara. The angels ask you to do this. Please have some chamomile tea before you get to bed. Have your downtime also. If you can do a slight meditation before you get into bed, and this is something I would like you to just do, and make sure you are surrounding yourself with your protection and make sure you are grounded. How do we do this? Listeners, let me give you guidance and help you empower yourselves with this too. Before you connect with your angels, if you're going to do any kind of a spirit work, what I really suggest doing is you need to ground yourself first. You are in the human condition. We all are right now. So what you're going to do is, as you're sitting and being still and you have your eyes closed, and I would like you to imagine whatever's touching the ground, whether it is your feet, whether it's your bottom, if you're sitting cross-legged on the ground. And I want you to imagine, you can imagine magnets on your bottom or magnets on the bottom of your feet, and that Gaia, Mother Earth, has that terrific magnetic source which is helping you stay connected with her. Either with the magnets, you can also imagine that there's roots growing out of the bottom of your feet that's connecting with Gaia. That is grounding you. It helps so you don't feel quite so spacey. And then that divine protection. And I want you to imagine everywhere you move within your mind's eye, look and see this brilliant white golden light that surrounds you. It surrounds your from the tips of your fingers to the tips of your toes and every point in between. As you move, this energy moves with you. So that's your protection. And I want you to do that before you go to bed. And I would like you to ask the angels to help you with this. Ask them, the angels are talking about, you need to ask them also to keep anything negative, those lower level energies, from accessing you or getting around you. So this is something you need to work on. Please ask them to do this. Also, you had asked about seasonal winter depression. Are you using a light? The angels would like to know if you're using a light, whether you even if you go into a tanning bed, and I'm not suggesting everybody go tanning all the time, but sometimes if you don't have one of these lights, to the natural, I can't think of what they're called right now, but it's that natural sunlight that will certainly help raise those melatonin levels within the body. And if you don't have a light, if you can go to a tanning bed once a week for just, even, I don't know, just 5 minutes or so, whatever, as long as you don't get burned or something, but this will just surround your body in this light, really help you soak all that up. So that would be really good. Diet, Tara, also a lot of fruits and vegetables. Please go real low on the proteins, sugars, starches. If it's white, stay away from it, really. You really need to concentrate on those on the vegetables and the fruits. So that's what they're telling me about that. Kathy. I'm checking to see, Kathy, if the angels are talking about if you're going to be moving soon or should you stay where you are currently? I get that, yes, you should stay where you are right now. It feels like you, yeah, move could be coming up, but it's not going to be for another couple of years yet, Kathy. So stay right where you are. You also asked about if there's a second career for you, or I'm asking about this. Your current job position, Kathy, continue to stay in this. As far as a second career choice in the summertime, you might want to, you might want to look at taking on children during the summertime. So this would be, I guess, for school-age children and parents that are at work during the summertime before their kids go back to school. This is a real good thing for you to do. You have children at home also, and I know this would help them. It would keep them busy too. So please look into childcare during the summertime. So that would be, and Kathy, again, stay where you are right now. It's going to be maybe a couple of years before you even look at moving. In fact, they're saying 3, 3, 3. So it's going to be 3 years before you move, but stay where you are right now. Mike, you had a question. You were wondering about your significant other's health. And I'm asking about this. Yes, there is an issue with the lungs. I don't know if the significant other, and she is a female, if she was a smoker or if she is a smoker, this is what's going on. This feels like this is a bronchitis. I don't feel like this is a cancer. I don't feel a lung cancer there, but I do feel like this could be a bronchitis. I don't think it's COPD. But she has an issue there, and she has a weakness there in the lungs, and this feels like it's at the very bottom of her lungs. So there is some kind of a weakness there. She needs to build this up. Make sure there's no smoking. Make sure there's no just no kind of smoke in the house. She needs to stay away from that. She needs to work on some deep breathing too, to fill her lungs with that good air, and then make sure that she completely empties her lungs on breathing out. Whether she does this through yoga, whether she's doing this through, give me a moment here. Yes, they say through yoga. So please have her start doing yoga. I don't know if she's doing it now, but she needs to do this, and she needs to work on this deep breathing. And again, she needs to do that deep breathing where she brings in the breath and her lungs expand, making the rib cage expand, even the tummy expand, because you want it all the way down, and then contract, starting, you know, the tummy's going to be the last to expand with this breathing. And then to get that breath out, the tummy's going to be the first to contract, to come in, to help push all that air and all the negativity attached with that out of her lungs. There's a boy in the home. There's her son in the home. He needs to work on not having negativity around him. He's carrying a lot of negativity with him, which is affecting her. So he needs to pray for this, please, Mike. Pray for this and ask this boy, this young man, to be filled with light and to have that light and that protection to surround him, please. Yeah, that needs some more work there with that one. But anyway, hopefully that helps. The energy, there is an energy that you're sensing in the home. Yes, you are sensing this. This is a female energy that is around there. This feels like this could be an aunt, perhaps even a great aunt of the female significant other in your life. And I feel like this is her great aunt who's there. So she's just checking, making sure everything's good.
I got a question.
Yes,
if you
sir.
Don't mind. I don't mean to interrupt.
No.
You have talked about this before, surrounding with white light, asking the angels to protect you. How come we don't go directly to God?
We do.
It is going directly.
Absolutely. Okay. Angels are our go-betweens. And so that's when I say the divine light, and that's where it's coming from, is from God. This is God's protection. And I ask, you know, for the angels, because sometimes it's easier. Sometimes it's easier. People feel, they feel like they can connect with angels better, quicker than they can with God. Why? I don't know. But it's like maybe because with the angels being our go-between, they feel like it's the angels can access us very easily. Angels will not step in, though, since we do have free will. So we do need to ask for their assistance. So I'm waiting to see here. I am going to check here on Laura. Laura, you were questioning about, you have a family member who you feel is going to be departing soon and crossing over. Let me ask on this. I'm asking on this, Laura. I don't feel like it's going to be anytime soon. It's going to be still a few months before this happens. I'm not always given the answer when somebody's going to cross over, but it's not going to be anytime soon. I know you may have felt that it's coming soon, but no, at least not within the next, let's say the next 5 months. I feel like the next 5 months, that's definitely what I'm getting. Not going to be an issue there. You also were wondering if you should sell the current home. I'm asking. Yes, the angels do say, yes, you should sell the home. I see you being in another place too, Laura. I see you moving to another place. It's very light and bright. A lot of natural light in there. It's wonderful. It's not real large either. This feels like, this honestly feels like this could be a condo perhaps, or it would be called a condo. It's not real big. This is a smaller place. And I see you being very happy. I see you smiling in there. So you're going to be very happy in there. So yes, absolutely. Do sell the home that you're in right now. And you can do some fixing up, but just look at the financials. You know, you're going to have to weigh the financial gain. How much is it going to cost you to do the repairs, and how much are you going to get for your rate of return? So do check with a knowledgeable real estate agent about that, and look at your ROR, your rate on return on that one. So Laura, thank you very much. Ellen, you asked about, you have a loved one on the other side. She comes through. She wants you to know that she's around you all the time, and all, and your boys. I believe you have all boys. She's around all the time. She sees them. She's really proud of the oldest one. He's done some kind of a, he's accomplished something. I don't know what this accomplishment is. I'm not quite sure if this is something scholastically or if this is something Yeah, this is something scholastically, because she's showing me he's holding up something. This is a paper. So whatever it is that he has accomplished, she is so proud of him. And please let him know that Grandma and Grandpa are right on. They're very, very proud of him. Yes, she's doing absolutely fine. She had so many health issues here. And she was ready to go. This was her time to go. I know that's very hard when we have a parent that we love so much, and that when they leave, but remember, they know how wonderful it is over there. She was taken over there. Her spirit, by the way, She wants you to know, Ellen, her spirit was, she hung around and saw what was going on with the body. It was just her time to go. She was ready to go. And her husband was right there waiting for her. Oh, and her brother too. So they've had a wonderful reunion. She's fine, and honey, she sees you. She's with you all the time. Please talk to her too. You can do this. And she's talking about there's a flower that she's got that she's having bloom early for you. So please watch for this. If you haven't seen it, you may have right now, but there's some kind of a flower, and it's something that is very unusual, and it feels like this is an orange color in this flower, and that it has bloomed early, and it has been really quite, you've been like, wow, it's never bloomed that early before. Well, she had a hand in that, and so that's her hello to you or your sister, perhaps. Please check with your sister on this also. This flower may be with her. Very well could be with her. So please check with her on this. Which one of you guys, too, you or your sister, one of you guys is considering doing something out of the home for work. She says, yes, please do that. That's a very good idea, and this would be an excellent thing to do. So for the time being, and it's going to be for a couple of years that you're going to be doing this. So please, yes, do that. I'm waiting to see if the angels or your loved one has any more to say. No, I think that's it. So we'll release her and thank you. Okay, that does that for the questions that I'm going to do right now. We can approach, get different questions for our next show too. So please feel free to send them in to me anyway. You can send them to, if you would like to email me, you can email me at ZenDebbie. That would be Z as in zebra, ENDEBBY at me.com. And so you can send a question to me that way. Let's talk about animal spirits. What do you think about that, Teach?
I was just going to ask you, before we get to that, if this is okay with you, what was your first experience in this, and how did it come forward? Because I think it's really, you know, you kind of just asked it to come forward, and it did, and maybe others can learn from this.
That's great. I think that's a wonderful subject. I've said there's nothing, I don't think there's anything all that special about me. I believe that I believe that anybody could do this, and I do believe that to a point. We all have, there's so many people that I know, so many light workers that I know, and we all have different gifts in different areas, but it's all the same thing. We're all doing for the greater good, and we're right. All doing this on our spiritual journey as we advance.
And we all need to be different pieces to the puzzle.
Absolutely.
You and I were talking about this before we did this interview. You said, well, TJ, you could do this, and I thought, I really don't want to.
I mean,
maybe someday I do, but right now my focus is on bringing everything together.
Right.
And that's where I want to be.
Right.
But eventually, yes, I would probably, well, who wouldn't want to do that? So what happened at a very, you were 16, right?
And it was even it was 16. Well, it was, I'm waiting because I'm kind of going back and forth. My mother, my grandmother, her sister, my great aunt, they all had what was called the sight in that day. And they saw a lot of, you know, with our physical eyes, they would see loved ones, those that have crossed over. And they didn't so much see. Well, yes, I have a great aunt who saw Jesus. She did see Jesus when he came and took her child, when her baby died. Mm. And so she saw that, which was wonderful. So they've all had that sight. And so I've always known that I've had it, kind of. It was never questioned, but I never worked it. I never really asked for it to be open. When I was 16... my younger sister, who was 11 at the time, I believe she was 11, 12-ish, something like that. And we were down in San Diego, California, and we were at an evangelical event. And I remember the pastor at the time, he was walking around. There was quite a few people there. And I remember everybody, you know, standing up and woohoo, all this kind of stuff. And he was walking around and laying his hands on people for healings, those that were asking for healings. And he's laying his hands on people. And if those have not, for those that maybe haven't seen one of these, people would be so filled with the Holy Spirit that poof, they would just like pass out. Go right down. And there's always people around to catch them as they do this.
Okay.
So what was an interesting situation is I don't recall asking for to be healed or laying on of hands for myself. I honestly do not remember that. My sister, I remember her though asking for this, and he laid his hands on her and nothing happened. And I remember he did it again and nothing happened. Now why? I couldn't tell you. That's one of those mysteries I don't know. So he went on down the line and blah, blah, blah. And so my sister, I remember her turning to me and she was like, why not? And I don't know why it didn't happen to you. I don't know. I said, here, let me try. And so I just said, you know, if there's anything I can do to help my sister bring healing, fine. And I put my hands on her and boom, down she went right now. And I remember I stood there. I know my mouth just dropped open. I was like, oh my gosh. And I so didn't believe it that when she kind of came to and stood up again, I was like, whoa. And I was like, did that really happen? And I said, let me try this again. I put my hands on. I did not push her, people. I want you to know this. But boom, down she went again right now. She had very, very bad asthma. And I can remember, I know my parents took her to the hospital many times for her asthma. And from that point on, she has had issues with, she still has asthma, but I only remember her having to go to the hospital another maybe three times. Wow. To this date. From her
asthma. So it really did help her a lot.
Yes, it did. So that was kind of, yes, that was a huge opening. In fact, at that same event, thank you, angels. I remember that same event. I was sitting there and I remember I asked a question, and I prayed a question that I had, and I was like, Lord, gave my question. And that is absolutely when it was opened up big time for me, because I remember all of a sudden I got my answer, and it was in a split second, but it was like that answer. If I was to tell somebody this, if somebody asked me the question and to get the answer, it would have taken like 3 hours to describe it and put everything in each time and how it happened and yada, yada, yada. And it was, all of this was given to me in a split second.
But it happened because you asked for it.
Yes, it did.
And so other people, I always kind of believe we can really become all of it if we just ask. And maybe it's going to be easier for some. But
yeah,
if we keep on it, and also something we can develop. We can develop these skills, any one of us, right?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know, though. This isn't something that I have asked the universe. I haven't asked the divine that question specifically. I think I truly, yeah, you know, we've all got that because we all are spirits.
Right.
We're just spirits in a body right now. This is the human body is what we've chosen for a vehicle for this life right now that we're here. There's a lot of people that choose not to recall that, or maybe some people find it so frightening that they're not willing to view that.
And that's what holds you back.
That's okay.
Right? The fear is always going to keep it from happening, isn't it?
Exactly. Those fears, and a lot of times those fears come from organized religion. I'm not knocking organized religion, but sometimes it comes from those fears that people are very involved in an organized religion, and this is what they've been spoon-fed in their human condition right now, and so they're so afraid if there's things that they see, get here, and they're so frightened by that because they feel it's coming from an area that's not coming from the greater good, let's put it that way. And so they're like, nope, 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 and they close off right now. So that happens, but that's okay, because when they cross over, they'll see it.
They'll sit at that point.
Mm-hmm. And it's great, because there's been a few in spirit that I have talked to, and they've been like, whoa, I didn't believe this when I was there, but it's like, this is so cool. So they're just totally digging it now on the other side. So that's awesome. They're just stoked majorly to know that we do go on.
You're like the the hippie angel lady.
I am such a hippie. Oh, yes, you're going, I am.
Totally and stoked. Dude, and the language, the language that you use, it's like I'm thinking, hey, it's the hippie lady, the angel hippie lady.
I remember, I am. I'm a former surfer, hippie, check. Yes, for sure.
So all of us, I guess we were talking about this, all of us can really have the ability to do a lot of more than we realize, and maybe we just need to ask.
We need to ask. We also need to, we need to trust the process.
Believe it. Trust it.
Believe, you ask. I guess be willing, and that's what I counsel people who want to learn more about their journey as a light worker or their spiritual journey. And I tell them, be willing to be open. Okay, here's a good example. I'm also a Reiki practitioner. Reiki, for those who are not familiar with it, is a deep energy healing that's coming from the divine. It doesn't come from me, but through me. And what I do as a Reiki practitioner when I have a client before me is I, of course, pray for protection. I pray that everybody is protected with that divine energy. And I ground myself. Then I need to ask my ego to step aside. Now, ego, this is an important thing, people. And I'm going to come back to ego here in a minute. So my ego needs to step aside so that just this energy can flow freely and beautifully, and it goes where it needs to go. It harms none, and it's going to go where it needs to go and bring healing to this person. Sometimes it's got a healing that happens on a very deep emotional level that they're not aware of, on a spiritual level, on a past life level that people may not be aware of, but it happens and it's going on. And it is amazing. It's beautiful. Now, what I tell those clients when they come to me, all you need to do is relax and be willing to accept whatever blessings and healings come to your life. You accept it, you're willing. Yep, it's okay. So you're giving permission. That's very important. It really is. And so that is trusting the process, having faith that this is working, that it's going to work, and just trusting.
Do you feel that Reiki could heal even major illnesses?
Absolutely.
Have you done that with somebody?
I've done lots of Reiki on people. Have I seen somebody who, let's say, had cancer and Reiki has completely healed them? No, I have not observed that. But honestly, more clients come to me for a different type of healing. They come to me for an emotional healing through the divine, through the angels, through the guides.
Do you believe that Reiki has been around for eons? This has to be something that's been around for a long time, because it's an energy work type thing.
Yes. We are taught, though, when we get our attunements for Reiki, to be a Reiki practitioner, we study and we are taught on the whole history of Reiki, which started with Sensei Usui, Dr. Usui.
And that was not that long ago, but I'm wondering if there was another form of this that we forgot.
It's very possible, and I would believe that is probably, honestly, very probable.
Didn't the ancients, they were more connected to energy work and the earth's energy, and I got to believe these kind of things have been around.
Oh, absolutely.
And we've forgotten them, and we've lost some of those things.
Well, and that's Dr. Usui when he was on the mountain there in Japan, and this is what happened. This is when Reiki came to him, and he was up there, and oh my goodness, this is really my bad. I haven't studied on it again, for it's been many years since I've looked at this, but there was a certain length of time, and all my Reiki people out there all going, screaming the answer right now. I know, and awesome that you remember. I don't. So, but there was a length of time that he was up there. When he came down with the gift of Reiki that he gave to everybody, he was giving it to everybody, which is wonderful. But then people were not acknowledging that this, they were taking it for granted. They weren't giving it the proper do the proper things, if that makes sense. And so they were just taking advantage of it. Oh, I can do this and then I'll go get healed by Reiki. Da, 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 da. It's not going to cost me anything. I'm not going to have to do anything for it. It's just going to happen. Well, then people don't value it. Mm-hmm. They don't respect it. And so that's when he had to kind of back off from this. And that's when he said, okay, there needs to be some kind of an exchange. It's the same thing when I do a reading. There's got to be some kind of an exchange for people to value and acknowledge the value of what they're receiving. Same with me. Whatever, when I get a reading or if I get Reiki from others, I hope that helps.
Yes,
I hope that helps.
I just feel like there's probably been these ancient teachings, and this has probably been around for millennia.
I do too. Absolutely.
And in one form or another. Mm-hmm. And we've just lost sight of these things. Even chiropractic. I look at that and I think a simple adjustment allows the back to work better so the energy can travel down the spine.
That's
so
right.
You can receive God's thoughts, if you will. And and I figured there has to be adjustments. There had to be a time when we knew all these things. Just like knowing what to eat out in the forest that can save our lives. And knowing these kind of things, what can, you know, you look at people like your parents, maybe. My parents, they knew of certain herbs and things that you could take. And if not, then the generation beyond that knew for sure.
That's right. Yes, and that's true. And I think what's happened, my own personal thoughts on what has happened is, I mean, look, we still have so many shamans and so many indigenous tribes elsewhere in Africa, in Australia. They don't do TV and radios and reading and da da da. No, they are continuing on with what they were taught, what the ancients have always taught them, what they've gotten from the elders. I think what happens is in civilized society, it became as we became more technologically advanced. Then it was like, well, how does this work? And there was a lot of questionings, and it had to be proven scientifically. And we've come away from, well, if it can't be scientifically proven, then I don't believe it. But you can't, you know, we're getting there for matters of the spirit, but there's still too many that are walking in darkness, and they just don't believe that. And
there's a lot of money to be made.
Well, there you go. Through the scientific, you know, scientifically, absolutely. There you go. And
so
grants
now,
and research. And
you've obviously dealt with a lot of, you know, people with their angel readings, what the angels tell them.
Yeah.
And you've also dealt with spirits from the other side. And we really got started with animal spirits.
Yes.
And how does that differ? I mean, and obviously it's got to be a different energy.
It's so cool. I am not, I know there are those out there that are animal psychics, and I absolutely love that. They have learned they've been able to open up that connection and that vibration, and they can understand the symbolism that they're getting from whichever animals that they're connecting with. When I'm doing readings, I just did a group reading, for example, a few days ago, and it was wonderful. There were a few animals that came through. I had a horse that showed up. I had a dog. There was a cat. I think there was a couple of dogs. There might have been a couple of different dogs and a horse and a cat that came up. This happens very frequently when I'm doing readings for clients, is that loved animals will come forth, and maybe there's members of the family that had a loved pet that my client had no idea about, and they go back and look in pictures, or they ask others in the family and they find out, oh yeah, that was, you know, Fluffy or Fifi or whoever, whatever. Are animal spirits, do they have souls? Absolutely. Do they go to heaven? Absolutely they do. They are there waiting for us. They are there with us. They are part of our family
circle.
Do they
come back again?
That's an excellent question. Do animals reincarnate? I don't believe they do.
Okay.
I do not believe they do. I don't believe they do. They're on a beautiful spiritual journey. They don't worry about, they live in the moment. They're not worried about crossing over or preventing death.
Are they not on because we're doing this obviously to learn and to evolve. And I assume everything is really created that way. So, you know, I've heard people say that animal spirits actually do, because they're evolving as well. they come back. I talked to, and not to conflict with you, but I talked to a man out of Florida who told me that the dog I once had is now a Great Dane over in Australia.
Cool.
Something like that. You know? And so, and I believe, why not? It's possible. I don't know.
Did he happen to say, I would be very curious to know, did he happen to say why he reincarnated?
To continue on. And then I talked to him about my cat. And he said, cat doesn't want to. Cat's an old soul, doesn't feel the need. And they were so true. Some animals seem to be really...
Oh, yeah.
They seem to be like old souls almost.
Yes,
and then you have some of the other ones that are just jumping around and doing stupid things. And that's kind of our dog was like the younger one. You know, like, and the cat was like on his terms and he did whatever he did. So it kind of made me see that that could be possible. That maybe mm-hmm. they come back. And maybe there's a part of them that just stays like what you're saying. Don't we have... We're in more than one place with our spirit.
Oh, yes.
And our energy.
Yes. Yes.
And so could part of us be here and then part of us also be there?
I believe so.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That might explain why I think, you know, it's possible that they may come back again.
It could be, because I know for us in the human condition, when we reincarnate, it's because it's our spiritual journey and we're doing this to help others, to help ourselves. And it's all, we're all doing this, you know, ultimately for God. That's what we're doing, to please God. I mean, you think, you know, children always want to please their parents.
Right.
That's what we're doing. You know, this is our spiritual journey. It's, you know, there's so much, oh my stars, there's so much out there that I don't even have, can't even begin to have a concept of, mm-hmm. because it's just amazing. But I do love connecting with animals, my own animals at home, my own pets at home. I know it's, yes, I do connect with them, and they, I don't know if it's a learned response, though. I think to a point, my cats, I know absolutely. I have a newer puppy. My golden that I had before the puppy, she and I, boom, man, I knew exactly what she wanted. She'd always let me know, and I would tell her too. Now, this is done telepathically, for those viewers that can't see me. It is done on a telepathic level. And this is one of those things you have to just believe what you get. You have to be very in tune to the voices in your head, for lack of a better word, and the feelings that you get. You have to be very aware of them. So you do have to be in the present and be very aware of that. And because they are very subtle.
And sometimes maybe a thought, this has happened to me more and more now. I'm starting to develop these things. And I hear a thought. And before I would just dismiss it as a thought. And now I entertain it as, okay, this is really something telling me something.
That is right, your higher source.
And so mm-hmm. you're starting to believe that. And the more you believe it, the more it becomes real. And the more it becomes real, the more it happens. Is that how mm-hmm. it works?
It does. And the whole, that's really the secret to manifestation. Another thing I like to, oh, my stars, that's when we get into, you can get into string theory, quantum physics, which is amazing. And I'll tell you what, my brain, I know there's so many out there that are like, oh my gosh, I totally get it. Deepak Chopra, I adore that man. And he's the one, he can explain anything and boom, 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 I get it immediately. Anybody else, I'm just baby, baby, baby. I just don't get it. Yes, it's kind of a really simplistic. It's kind of like it's already, whatever you want, it's already happened. It's already been delivered to you, and we're just kind of catching up to it in our time. Mm-hmm. That's such a simplistic way to describe it. I like to have people say, I tell people, try this. You're driving around, you're in your car, and think of the prime parking spot you want, and put it out there. Hey. And you can ask the divine, you can ask your higher source, you can ask a guide, you can ask an angel. It doesn't matter. But I would like, I want that spot that's the second from the end on the third row, whatever. So be specific. Ask. Then see it. See it in your mind's eye. Believe it. Trust it. Know it. Know that you're going to get it. Know that it's there. You have to believe it. If you keep asking, you're like, oh, I wonder if it's going to really be there.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you've said you're all full of prunes and I can ask, but I know you're not going to do it. Well, there you go. It's now just, you're believing you're not going to get it, right?
It's like you're creating doubt. If you really believe something, then you ask one time, and this is so easy to say and not easy to do, but it's like you ask one time, you know it, and you don't have to ask again.
That's exactly right. Exactly
right.
It's like
asking your mom, what's for dinner? We're having lasagna. Okay, you know. Yeah. You don't have to keep coming back and asking her.
What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner?
Although you might have done that. You might have done that.
Well, you did. You did.
So my point is, like, it's like with some things we know, the things we can see, we know. You know, but the things we can't see is where it takes that next step. And that's the hardest part.
Yes, that is hard.
Then again, by saying that, I've just made it that way. So that's actually the easiest part.
See what I have to live with people. I don't live with them. Oh, my God, no. I'd stab myself in the eye. No, I really wouldn't. I love teasing you. Oh,
words,
my God.
Even the words we use have an effect on it. Here I just labeled it, and I shouldn't have. That can be a difficult part for some people, many of us.
Yes, it can. And that is exactly right. But we need to look at that, too. Why is it so difficult for people? So if it's somebody who says, oh, you know, I can ask for good things, but I only get poopy things. Well, that's now you believe that you only get poopy things. Right. So that's what you've put out there. Part of that person who's like, all I get is poopy things. Well, part of your spiritual journey is recognizing that this is the loop that's caught in your head and you need to break that. That's your lesson you needed here on earth. How do you stop that? You have to stop that. You have to start believing. You've got to stop that negative talk, that negativity, and believe and trust that good is coming.
Would you say, I've heard people say, hold every thought captive and every word captive, which is not, you know, can't say I always live like that.
Not me.
But holding those captive because they always have so much power.
Yes, they do.
Especially when it's something you desire.
Everything starts with a thought.
Yes.
Everything starts with that thought. You know what? And this brings up, I just love this because this brings up that the Christ consciousness. Have you ever, I'm going to put this to where a lot of people will understand this. Have you ever, I don't know, you've been sitting around contemplating your navel one day and all of a sudden you go,
what?
How cool would that look if there was a real pretty little, like an earring there? Oh, that would be awesome. So, now let's say this has never been done, okay? Body piercings, navel piercings have never been done before. And so you're looking and going, and it just hit your head. Like you said, that thought came into your head.
Right.
How cool would that be? And then, but then you kind of forget about it, let's say. Maybe you'll say something to a couple of people, but then you forget about it. And then maybe a month or two later, all of a sudden, oh my gosh, they're doing this new thing. They're piercing a belly button and there's a cool... Now, you had that thought, but so did somebody else. And maybe somebody else, and I know there's a lot more, had that thought. That thought was given to us by the divine, by the universe. Mm-hmm. Boom. Somebody had to act on it. So it's like, okay, so it's like they threw a whole bunch of those thoughts out and it's like, okay, which one of you is going to step up and collect it and be, bingo, it's you. You're the one who's going to be the lucky one because you trusted, you believed, and you went, huh, how do I make this happen? And you went on with it. There went that thought where others just let it.
Right. Boy, that's happened to me more than once too.
Yes.
I'm thinking, hey, this would be a great invention.
I know.
Has that happened to you?
Yeah, I don't know how many times. So, and then there's others that I've gotten and it's like, okay. And I start acting on it and you start believing it and you trust it. And everything you need falls literally into your lap. Here you go.
Does.
Here you go. They just deliver. They deliver. You have to believe the process. Now, in that belief, that's where I say trust, believe, have that faith. That means that sometimes you just got to stand there naked in the wind and wait and see where you're led and what you're... I'm not telling y'all to go out there naked and stand in the wind, but
it's not that cold.
I understand there's a thing with shrinkage with you boys when it's cold, but anyway, that's another matter.
Oh,
I'm so natty. But anyway, you just have to be willing to stand there and trust that what you need is going to be brought to you, that belief, it's going to happen. So that, go back to our parking spot. You've asked, you're seeing it, you believe it. That comes to that third part of the process. Shut your mouth. And that's what you're saying. Don't keep asking. Don't doubt. Don't. Well, how are you going to do it?
And when it doesn't happen, because it may not happen every time or right away.
This is true.
Do not lose faith.
That is exactly right, because you weren't supposed to. Let's go back to that parking spot. Let's say, okay, I've asked, I've believed, I just know it, I'm not going to ask again. And you say, thank you. Always, always, always walk in gratitude and say, thank you, thank you. Now, you get by that spot and there's somebody there and damn it, they won't leave. Well, you're not supposed to have that spot. Maybe if you, and this kind of a thing has happened to me before. Let's say you got in that spot and, you know, then somebody pulled up next to you and was a ding dong and opened their door really hard and would have dented the dickens out of that brand new car of yours. Or, you know, who knows anything, but you were not supposed to be there. Maybe the person who is there, they're supposed to be there, because if they had left 5 minutes earlier, they would have gotten in a bad accident. Mm-hmm. And their guides and their angels are watching out for them. So just trust the process.
Trust it. And if it doesn't happen, don't give up.
Don't give up. Just say, thank you, angels.
And I like the part about thank gratitude. Thank you, guides. Because gratitude puts us in a state of receiving.
Absolutely.
And if we focus on other things, and I'm reading a lot of books about this lately, and I've had a lot of people on my show talking about this, and gratitude seems to keep us in that, whereas if we focus on what things we don't want, we don't seem to get those.
Because
we're getting,
if
more
that's
of
where
the
your
same.
Focus is, hello, that's where your thoughts
that's
are.
We're getting more of the same.
Yes. So just say, thank you. You know, I tell all my clients, when you're meditating, when you're praying, especially in prayer, always in your prayer, before you say amen, say, thy will be done. Thank you, and thy will be done. Amen. That's all you need to do. You're given permission. You're walking in gratitude, and it's wonderful.
What else would you like to add? Is there anything else?
I'm not that I can think of right offhand. I know there was something else that was there on the top of my head, and it went away. And we were talking about asking, believing, walking in. I can't remember what it was. So, nope, that's all I can think of for right now. Are there any other areas that you think we should cover?
No. Do you have a message you want to finish with?
That would be the biggest message. Always do everything. Live, breathe, walk. No, in gratitude, in thanks. Whether it's thank you for, I'm always going thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the sunshine. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that mm-hmm. cloud. And when things that maybe you wouldn't be so thankful about happen, that's even more important for you to say thank you then. Because that, you've been given a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
It's an important lesson.
Thank you.
Why, thank you. And blessings to all.